is ordinance 2602.
Okay, this one, thank you, Ms. Ladies, I see you both leave. Appreciate them being here all afternoon. This next one is the cluster ordinance. What it does is eliminates cluster subdivisions in the rural area if they're on central sewer. That means that there will be no more 7,500 square foot cluster subdivision lots within the rural area on central sewer. It doesn't affect the cluster subdivision lots of 20,000 square feet if they're on septic systems, or excuse me, yeah, if they're on septic systems or three-quarter acre lots on septic systems. This one, just so we can tie it back to the recommendations, actually has a couple of different points, the recommendations that it pulls from. One is, bear with me one second, the second recommendation, which was to establish growth and conservation areas, which are those areas we've been talking about. The other one was land use working group number 8, which was strategic density adjustments that talks about what the base density should be, although this one's modified a little bit because it doesn't go as low as what that requires. And then there was an additional requirement of this ordinance or provision of this ordinance that wasn't really talked about that I recall in the land use working group recommendations. But again, it was in Mr. Horner's chapter 115, and it's a good suggestion, which is to eliminate RPCs from the rural areas. The reason for that is there's some logic behind that. If you can't do a cluster subdivision 7,500 square feet, it would be a total workaround if you could do an RPC in the rural area and get the same thing or more, you know? So that pulls out the RPCs from the rural area as well. So looking at this, and this is gonna shoot myself in the foot. As far as drafting, there's not many changes to this one. Really, it changes three lines at line 73 about confirming where the cluster development option goes, and then adds 5 lines saying that you can't do an RPC outside of the growth areas. So with that, I'll turn it over to any public comment that we might have.
Is there any public comment on this one?
The mum is on, no?
You just can't help yourself, can you?
So, John Horner, Home Builders Association in Delaware. I said I'm going to come for. I won't repeat Farmers for Fairness. We won't go back and forth on that.
Darn it, I wanted to spar with
darn, this. Darn. So just a couple sort of maybe overarching policy points I wanted to talk about with this. When we talked about the package and we talked about a down zoning without a corresponding up zoning, this is the ordinance that is doing that. I'm a little, and maybe, Jamie, you might be able to help me with the math on this, but when we looked at this, we felt like this was effectively a downzoning to about 0.8 units per acre. And the reason where my math fell on that was if you've got 100 acres, 50% of it has to be open space. That's 50 acres that's open space. If you've got 20,000 square foot lots, which is close to a half acre, but not exactly a half acre, that's going to take you that 100 acres. You're going to be able to do 100 houses on it without any roads. And if you look at the open space ordinance, your stormwater management would largely be excluded from open space as well, other than certain ponds that are, we'll get there. But so effectively, this is a downzoning of, I don't know what percentage of the county is not in growth areas, but my estimate would probably be 60 to 70%. Is that a knowable number?
They do get the exact number. Off the top of my head, I'd have to pull the number.
Okay, so it's taking that large portion of the county and taking it from 2 units per acre right now, cluster subdivision, to about 0.8 units per acre by my math. So, and that's without a corresponding upzoning in the growth areas. So we're talking about the need to deal with the, you know, housing production. We have a shortage, and this is the policy decision that's being made. And again, this is why, look, we support this concept. I mean, you know, Mr. Robertson talked about the code that I drafted, which was an effort to get the working group's recommendations moving forward. To be clear, the code that I drafted was not meant to in any way be John Horner's code. It was meant to take the recommendations from the working group. John Horner's code might look a little different than what I did. It was meant to take the recommendations of the working group and put them in an actionable format without me sort of ad-libbing. It was meant to give a work product that people could start from so that we could spur some change in the county. Ultimately, that's why, for example, I removed the RPCs from the low-density area because it didn't make sense in the context of the recommendations. So to be clear, our membership, and me as a representative of the group, as well as Mike Ryman with ACEC, we voted to support the recommendation that included a downzoning. Only one person voted against. The votes were anonymous, but I think we can all guess who the vote against was. But ultimately, the only reason why that vote was cast in that manner for almost, I can say, certainly for myself, certainly for Mike Ryman, certainly for Doug Motley, I can't speak for Matt Padrone, but my guess is would probably say he would be aligned with this as well, was because of that corresponding upzoning. It is very politically palatable to downzone in this environment today. It is very politically palatable to say we want less housing to be built. It is less politically palatable to say we want more housing to be built in the areas where we need it, the area where people are working, the areas where infrastructure is there or planned. So again, our concern remains that that's what's going to happen. The other policy decision that sort of strikes us as odd, and that was a lot of the conversation in the Land Use Reform Working Group, was we want to preserve the resources on a site, not necessarily the open space to have open space. And I bring up open space in the context of this. I know it's another ordinance, but in the context of the cluster subdivisions, with removing the cluster option in favor of large lots, we're really not accomplishing the goals. That same amount of land is being used, right? If we're gonna say we're gonna use this piece of land, this is the open space requirement. That same amount of land is being used, it's just being used for a lot less housing. So those are my comments on that. And ultimately, I don't think that that helps necessarily the sprawl problem. So thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll just make a comment. This isn't one to disagree this time with John.
To be clear.
Right now, it's like, good, he's sitting down, I got him.
Do we need to start selling concessions?
Yeah, no. And this is more just a historical factor, because I don't know that everybody realizes this. With the clustering generally, and particularly in the rural areas, that didn't exist until 2003 with the comp plan. So. And I'm not saying this to advocate one way or the other. Essentially, though, what this ordinance does is take it back to what it was pre-2003 in the rural area. Because back then, if you're on central sewer, you get to 20,000 square feet. If you're on septic, you were automatically at 3/4 acre. So that's where that. Again, not advocating one way or another. Just a little history lesson that that's sort of what it does.
Okay. All right, sir.
One question, because I got a little tied up, is the open space requirement when it's sticking with the 3/4 acre septic lot, when you're staying on the septic system, which is 3/4 acre, how much open space needs to be?
So, I mean, that's kind of the next ordinance, or one of the next ordinances. I don't know if it was the next one or the last one, but. It depends on where you are again. If you're in, this is a working group recommendation, regardless of lot sizes, if you're in the growth area, it was 30% open space. I'm going to verify that now because it wasn't specific to that. But there was a range of open space that was required or requested in the recommendations that it would be increased from 35 to a range from 35 to 50%. That's what it'd be considered as.
Okay, so 2 points.
That was a long, confusing answer. The ordinance that's proposed took that, it should be anywhere from 35 to 50, and introduced it as 30% for the growth area and 50% for the rural area. Keeping in mind that ultimately we're going to have higher densities in the growth area, so you want a lower number of, or percentage of open space in those areas.
So, and I think your working group probably looked at the Kent County exercise that they did back around, I think it was like 08, between 08 and 10 after the downturn. So I was at lunch the other day with a gentleman that actually lives in a subdivision where it's 50% open space. So the trying to remember the exact numbers, but it was basically they have 50% open space. They had 93 the houses in the subdivision. And he goes, hey, what do you think I spend on stormwater management and keeping the grass cut? Because he's kind of like in, And he goes, $55,000 a year, right? And I know when you divide it by 93, right, it breaks it down, but still, you know, there's a lot more maintenance, a lot more. And again, we're trying to preserve farmland, but, you know, here we go. We're going to build a subdivision and have 50% of the space be grass, which is still part of this subdivision, which is farmland that's went away. So, you know, what I'm getting at here is back to responsible growth, in the sense that, responsible growth in the sense we don't want all the farmland. No, you know, this is our biggest economic driver in Sussex County is farming, right? And we don't want to lose all the farmland. So what I'm saying here is, it's like we're almost like, okay, a gentleman's going to come in and say, hey, I want to do this property, right? And 50% of this has to be open space, but we're still going to lose that farmland. And I think that's what we're trying to prevent. And the other thing is, too, is I know Sussex County Engineering and Artesian Engineering, because of all the growth, have been putting a lot of money in trying to get ahead of the game with infrastructure, right? So that's another thing I think we should think about, because if you spend all this money on putting infrastructure in the ground and then you decide, hey, you can only have 20,000 square foot houses versus a 7,500 square foot lot, you're losing a lot, using a user for every 20,000 square feet. So there's less revenue coming in to pay for that infrastructure that's already been put in place already. And I know it's right, it's a checks and balance or a weight, you know, it's a balance, right? And that's what we're looking for, is the balance. And I know you don't want me to talk about Cool Springs, but.
No, I don't want you to talk about Cool Springs.
So that's all I got to say today.
Madam Chair, if I can just assist with one of the points there. In terms of open space, there isn't, in our code, there isn't a requirement that open space necessarily be mown. Obviously, some HOAs do mow their open space, but it's more and more turning to the county now and Sussex Conservation District and looking into more naturalized, low maintenance meadows. And certainly that was one of the recommendations that came out of the working group, and there are mechanisms to do that now, and there are proposals to do that in a more formalized way.
And there's a lot of projects that do have that.
Correct. But there's no requirement that any open space be mown. So. Yeah.
And I will say the gentleman makes the point, and it's the same point that Mr. Horner's made, and it's not lost on staff, shouldn't be lost on you, and it's not lost on council. And that point is that this is one side of that sort of bargain. You know, you're right that that's going to make lower density in the rural areas, 100% correct on that. But the opposite side of that equation is that incentivizes then growth where infrastructure is planned or supposed to be, including roads and sewers and everything else. You know, so that's, to everybody's point here today and the working group's point, that was part of that bigger conversation, and is not lost on anybody. So.
Thank you for making my point.
All right.
You can have a seat. Thanks.
I'll get him on the next one. I don't know.
Oh, boy. You got to find fun where you can.
You know, 5 hours.
Got to find fun where you can. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's not.
So is there anything else on Ordinance 2602? Anybody? No? Okay.
All right. Madam Chair, I move that we defer action on Ordinance 26-02 and close the record.
I was going to say I forgot to close the record.
Sorry. Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to defer action on Ordinance 2602. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries.